Well, hey there, audience. I didn't see you there at this predetermined time that we'd all agreed upon and you knew about via Facebook. How's everybody doing? Welcome to another brand new episode of The Last Word. I am your host, Hugh, as always, and I am joined by four amazing contestants. Now let's see if I can point in the right direction. Ready? Here we go. And Mia! I did it! First try! What's going on, Mia?
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope you brought your game face and are ready for the tough competition. If you haven't, then be right here.
The others, if we will. Let's see right here. We've got Mr. Z. What's happening, Mr. Z?
Hey, Q. What's cracking? Just hanging out with you guys. Hanging out with you guys on a Wednesday night. I think it's Wednesday. I'm still kind of in that. What day is it? Frame of mind, sure. You know, but totally hanging out with you guys on a Wednesday. I always look forward to it. It's always a good time. So
same. Yeah. Hopefully it's Wednesday for you.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, guys, if you think that's the end of the dad joke, strap in. It's going to be a long night. All right. Matthew, right down here. What's happening, Matthew?
I have brought my game face and a level of tenacity I'm not sure the other contestants are ready to deal with at this time. I'm going full Olympics. I'm going to be the champion. I'm just going to wait until the rest of you figure that part out.
I love that. I'm excited. This man came to win. Look, we have other people. We've got OC watching. He's ready to keep score for me. I don't have to. I'm just going to check in with him throughout the show and see what's going on. Courtney, you round out our contestants for the evening. How are you?
You know, I'm doing okay. And frankly, I plan to take the dark horse approach tonight. So whatever that means.
Sure. It just means that you're going to like eat a sugar cube later. And
yes, I would love some absinthe with that. Yeah, I'd love some absinthe with that sugar cube.
Same. Welcome to the weirdest edition of The Last Word ever.
Oh, I'm ready to make it weird.
All dripping balls while answering questions. Are you ready? Is my face still on? Okay, let's do it. Guys, I am so pumped. For those who are first-time viewers to The Last Word, it's a pretty simple game. I am going to go through three separate rounds of two questions each. Well, except for the last round. That one only consists of one question. So round one will consist of two questions. Each question will be answered by our amazing panel of guests here. And then they will be judged on their answers by this guy. And what are the rules, you say, for scoring? It doesn't matter. It's whatever I feel in that moment. It's whoever I like the best and whoever didn't rub me the wrong way before the show started. I'm looking at you, Z.
Mia. Dun, dun.
But.
No. No, I love you.
as we progress through the rounds, a loser will be eliminated. Whoever has the lowest points at the end of each round will be eliminated until we have two contestants facing off in the last round. They will compete over one question. And their answers will determine the fate of humanity or whether or not they get to speak for 60 seconds uninterrupted. One of the two things is happening. You'll have to stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out. So, do you guys understand the rules? Is everybody ready to play?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah. Then I say we dive right in with round one. Doot, doot, doot. Round one. Hey, it's round one. What round is it? Number one, the first round. It's now. Here we go. Question one of the evening. The lawsuit heard round the world hit last week when Scarlett Johansson took Disney to task over a reported breach of contract. Disney took an interesting stance and immediately issued a response to the suit, calling it sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Damn, Disney. And then proceeded to call out her negotiated salary as what appeared to be an attempt to make her look, I don't know, greedy? Well, it looks like Scarlet managed to deal the House of Mouse a piercing blow, and with blood in the water, fellow entertainment professionals are now talking lawsuits as well. All of that said, my question is, what does this mean for back-end contracts in the future? And do you think it will lead to more or fewer films being simultaneously released in theaters and digitally? We're just lobbing a softball. Easy first question, right? Not technical or complicated. Courtney, since you agree with me, you get to go first.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
My answer is I think that the streaming premieres and theater releases are kind of a newer thing. You know what I mean? Because of COVID. And so I feel like this is an interest. I know one of the other last words I did, we talked about like the future of movies and theaters and stuff. So it is an interesting thing to see how it's kind of been transforming. It is also interesting to me that actors like Scarlett Johansson, like big bankable actors, are getting treated like musicians with a 360 deal where Disney gets a cut from the ticket sales, from merch, from all these things that they are, as an artist, are trying to do. I mean, the term Scarlett, using the term artist for Scarlett Johansson can be kind of loose. I don't know. I do like her. I like her enough. I like her when she's not trying to be an Asian person, mostly. I'm just saying. I like her in a lot of other stuff.
That is a fair statement. Go ahead.
You know, I am also an actress. I was available for Ghost in the Shell. I don't understand why no one called me. Whatever.
If I'm being honest, if the movie starred you, it would have been a much better movie.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah. And I'm not even that good of an actress, honestly.
Hands down.
Like, I'm a really bad actress, as I can't not be myself.
If I'm being honest, you could have stood still. It could have been just a photo of you, a cardboard standard, and it would have been a better movie.
If I just took a giant shit in the middle of the movie, I think it would have been a better movie, honestly. I eat a lot of sauerkraut, so like it's very fortified. Sorry, that's disgusting. I've been watching a lot of Workaholics lately, so my mind just goes there. It's one of my favorite shows. We're not talking about Workaholics. Like Damon is saying, Disney calling anyone greedy is hilarious, and it's like, yeah, they're big Hollywood actors. In studios, they're all fucking greedy. But I think the future for that, I think Disney, because being the giant like behemoth that they are, I think they're still gonna keep using Disney Plus to release different movies and stuff like that, along with doing theatrical releases, because I feel like at the end of the day, they don't care what she has to say. Her storyline is kind of done with Marvel. I think they're just like, they're kind of just brushing her off after the fact. It is messed up that they promised her a theatrical release for her movie. She's the only like Marvel superhero who didn't get that kind of treatment. And also her movie came way too late. So I agree with her on all those points. I don't think it's fair. But I think the future of, at least for Disney Plus, Disney will still be to get people to go to their streaming services to watch movies on streaming or in theaters. I think they're just going to look for the best way to make money all around.
All right. So ScarJo is totally in her right to file this lawsuit. I think so. And you think, but it's not going to derail Disney at all. They're still just going
to
truck.
No, I don't. I mean, they're too. Plan. They're too big to fail. You know what I mean? And that's really scary to think about because they own everything.
That is totally fair. Mr. Z, what are your thoughts on the situation?
Wow. You know, so it's one of those things where you see the headline and personally, I just didn't give much thought to it. I was just like, oh, okay. It's just another disgruntled worker for Disney. You know, that's just whether you hear the horror stories, you kind of hear how they treat their employees and those kind of things. And when they are the entertainment giant in the world. That's what they do, and they are going to crap on people at every chance they get, and they are going to maximize their profits. They're already showing that. So you know, I don't think this will hinder. I don't think we'll see a break from the going theatrical releases and digital releases at the same time. I think there's definitely something there. I think what we're going to see now is a lot more actors and actresses. Entertainers as a whole, maybe the thing that we take away from this is we read our contracts better and understand what we're getting into. You know, my understanding, and I, I, I looked into it after I saw the headline a little bit. My understanding is that it wasn't in writing that it was guaranteed. It was kind of like a little promise from Marvel. Hey, we promise we'll give you this. It's like that. It's like the drunk married dude at the bar picking up a chick, and he's like, "Yeah, baby, my divorce is going through tomorrow." You know, that kind of thing. It's the same concept. Marvel was looking out for Marvel. Disney was looking out for Marvel or for Disney, and nobody was looking out for Johansson. And unfortunately, she got stuck in a bad contract, and that's just the reality of the situation. Those kind of things happen all the time in the entertainment industry. I don't think we'll see a change in the way that they conduct business. I think what we'll see is a change in the way the actors approach the business. They'll be smarter about negotiating better contracts.
That's fair. It appears OC agrees with you. It's going to turn into nothing more than a precedent for contract clauses.
Yep. Contract clause. Yeah. Santa Claus's distant stepbrother.
Everybody just has to become a Santa Claus. That's in the new contract.
Tim Allen, Santa Claus.
Mia, what are your thoughts on the situation?
My thoughts are similar when it comes to the contract part. You're going to have to be more careful or extra specific. That's what happens after stuff like this. You think that you're giving this big company a little bit of leeway, or this actor or actress and such a little bit of leeway, and then so both parties are going to end up having to be extra careful or extra specific or extra demanding, depending. But specifically when it comes to theater and streaming, I think the most important part that has been missed so far is what the public wants, because that's where the money is. Sure. Even though Disney might want to be like, well, we want to keep pushing for this. Well, if the public doesn't want to go more for streaming and they want to go to theater, it would be dumb if they didn't go this way. So I think regardless of what they may want, they have to go where the money is going to come to them. And that is very heavily dependent on how the public interacts with either part. I think especially after the film, this particular film, which I'm a little bitter about, because Disney was at the forefront of so much of this, and Marvel was at the forefront of all of the superhero stuff in a bigger way. Not that the other superhero movies before that didn't count, but they could have had the first female superhero movie be like, it was supposed to be her. Not that Captain Marvel wasn't important, but it was supposed to be her, and they could have led with her, and it could have been bigger than Wonder Woman if they would have given it the chance. And now this, it's almost like I don't necessarily believe in karma, but if there was something that proved that it existed, this probably would be it. You should have treated this character, this actor better, then you would not have had this situation at all. A pandemic or no pandemic, this situation probably would have happened regardless, considering how they treated her character and her. Just you're at the back end and all of that other stuff. But ultimately, the audience is going to decide for them which avenue they're going to go towards. I think that's going to be a little tough because families want the comfort of home. And then there's adults and single people and all that other good stuff who want the theater experience, or just people who are passionate about the theater experience. And there, I have seen enough in my own life and then out in the world where it's pretty split, but they need to know. They should know. That's part of their business. So there you go.
Totally fair. Understandable. Great points. Matthew, what do you have to add to this discourse that we're having?
Okay. You're going to hear a lot of people talking about like equitable compensation in an era of like new media frontiers, but I'm not here to offer pragmatic solutions. All right, Disney, if you're listening, and I know you are, I will do every part you have available, and then you get to keep all of that streaming revenue. I don't care. I'm going to give you one price. My asking price is a Kia Sorento. All right. None of these other I see these other contestants smirking. I see them. They don't know. Are you going to sit there and smirk at that kind of value? I don't think so. Are you going to sit there and smirk about good gas mileage? No, I don't think so. I don't see anybody smirking at that leg room. And you don't think I could pull off Black Widow? You don't think I could? You don't know what I look like in tights. I can play other parts as well. I can shave my beard off. I can be the whole MCU. Just watch me. I can do it. And I, and my price won't change, all right? It'll be a 2021 Kia Sorento per roll, all right? Oh, and then what am I going to do with all those Kia Sorentos? I'm going to sell them, all right? That's good as gold. That's good as money in the bank. And then what am I going to do with that money? I'm going to buy more Kia Sorentos with it. And then I can sell those. So, you know, you see what you're missing?
Yeah.
Disney, I'm a genius. I just figured out how to make infinite money, okay? Infinite money. Case closed. I think
let's move on to the next round. So this is your MLM pretty much, yeah. Matthew.
Yeah, that's it.
That's pretty solid. I'm going to be honest.
Fair enough.
I can't argue with that logic.
I don't think
no one can. Cars. No one can.
No.
Forever. So essentially, you want Marvel to buy you a dealership, and you are
one Kia Sorento at a time.
That's right. Per roll. That's right.
I'm fair. I'm fair.
I did have one question for clarification. Let's say the movie is filming in 2025. Are you still wanting a 2021 Kia Sorento? Is it always?
Of course I want a 2021 Kia Sorento.
Okay.
From here until the end of time, Avengers Part 23, I'm taking that Kia Sorento 2021 to the bank. And I don't care if you're confused out there. America isn't ready for these kind of ideas. I think that's why OC's out there confused. But I think the rest of you, I think you get it.
I get it. I definitely get it. Fantastic answers across the board to the first question. I'm going to go ahead and award points here. Mia, I am giving you 4 points. I thought it was a well-thought-out answer. I enjoyed the fact that you thought about humor, which is something that I didn't hear in the other contestants' answers. And you're right. The consumer speaks loudly nowadays. I mean, look at the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Yeah.
They literally changed the design and put the movie back into production because people threw a fit about it.
Yeah.
And still no one went to see the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. They're like, change that character or we won't see it. And they were like, okay, we did. And they're like, let's see. Matthew, I'm giving you 5 points. I had you. I actually changed it. I don't know if you can see. I had you at 4 points because I thought it was a solid answer. But you actually sold me on the Kia Sorentos. And I actually would like to purchase one of your future Marvel purchased Kia Sorentos.
Same.
But I would like you to sign it as all of the different characters that you will be playing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That's my guarantee to every contestant on tonight's show is if Disney pays me in Kia Sorentos, you're all getting one.
Yeah.
Like the Oprah of Kia Sorentos. You've got, if everybody looks under their seat right now, there's not a Kia Sorento.
There's the keys to a Kia Sorento.
The keys, yes.
There is a key.
And maybe some lint.
May fit a Kia Sorento.
It might.
Mr. Z, I gave you 4 points. Once again, I thought it was a very well thought answer. I appreciated. I do think that you are correct. I think it will just lead to more kind of clauses in contracts and a kind of a firmer look at contracts before they hit the ground running. Courtney, I gave you 5 points.
Because
your answer was kind of echoed throughout all of the other contestants, but you also made a really great point that as much as I feel for Scarlett Johansson in this moment, I still am reminded that she did the Ghost in the Shell movie, and that was a choice by her. She chose to do that. Mm-hmm. So automatically dock points Scarlett, and you got her extra point, bringing you to 5 points. So moving into question number two, let's move from lawsuits to flight suits. As space travel becomes more and more prevalent, thanks to a bunch of billionaires and a whole lot of hardworking Amazon employees, and it will presumably become available to the masses, I don't know, in the next couple decades or so, are you itching to travel to the outer reaches, or are you happy planted firmly on terra firma? Let's go with Mr. Z, what do you got for me?
Wow. All right. Well, I just have to go ahead and say it. Earth is the best planet I've ever been on, for sure. That goes without saying. So I really enjoy my time here. for the most part. There's a lot of nuances that I have to work my way through every day here on Earth. And it might be kind of nice to pick up and to leave and go somewhere else. But the space tourism nonsense, let's hop in a penis rocket and go to the sky. Like, to me, that's just not an appealing adventure. Get me to the moon. Put up something on the moon. The first amusement park on the moon. Open up the space station that's actually part of the moon. Let's sure. open up that space, because the moon is hollow. We all know there's a space station there, right? Like, that's not news to anybody. Yeah,
I saw Iron Sky. There's Nazis living up there.
Well, there might be. We don't know. These guys are too busy trying to take rides around the Earth. If we had a destination in mind, I might consider it. It's the same reason why I'm not really attracted to going on an actual cruise out in the ocean. You just go out there and you go around in circles for a little while, and then it spits you out right back where you started. And it's like, what is this all about? So I would say, am I into it? I want to watch it happen. I want to see where it goes. But I don't know that you'd catch me in line. Can you imagine the wait? Can you imagine the wait time on the moon ride or on the space ride? If
I've imagined the wait time and seen it in person to get on the moon ride at Disney World, and that's pretty painful. So
yeah, you can even wait in line to get the fast pass to wait in line some more a little bit faster. Yes.
True.
So it's a little
very true. Solid point. So just to boil down your answer and make sure I understood, the only way that you're going on space travel is if you get to go inside the moon.
If I could actually get the inside the moon tour, the behind the scenes tour. Yeah.
Perfect. I got it. So like the Universal Studios backlot tour, but of the moon.
But of the actual moon. Because
perfect.
Who doesn't want to go explore that?
I want to, definitely. Yeah. I'm curious. Courtney, how about you? You want to explore the inside of the moon?
I really like Earth so far, and there's so much of Earth I have not seen, you know? Sure. So I would like to explore a little bit more about, like, you know, just seeing what this great planet has to offer. However, I think space is super fascinating. I've always been fascinated by it. I feel like it's less dangerous than the ocean, but that's probably not true. I don't know. I just remember being taken to the science museums as a kid and just thinking there's infinite possibilities out there in space, and we don't even know what exists out there. So I would like to see firsthand. I would wait to see firsthand for myself what's out there on the moon, what's out there on Mars. You know, as much as I love Earth, I would also very much like to see what else is out there, because who knows? Maybe because I don't fit in anywhere is because I'm meant to be on the moon. I don't know. Like, oh my God, those times I was bullied as a kid. It's like, maybe it's like, well, because you're not meant to be on this particular planet, and maybe not even in the solar system. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with playing the long game on finding friends.
Oh my God. Courtney, if you're trying to get sympathy points, you're getting them. Okay. Stop.
Oh, I'm being serious. Like, I just feel like I was bullied a lot growing up. Just being who I am, and you know, maybe I'm just like, maybe there is something better out there in the universe for me, so I would be open to seeing it.
I have an alternative suggestion. How about instead we round up the bullies that bullied you, we blast them into the moon with the space Nazis?
That's fine. If they can ride a giant metal dick into space, then by all means. It's gonna be a lot of people though.
We all know that will be the only mode of transportation in the future, are giant metal penises to get to outer space. That's just fact. It's already happened. Yeah. It's literally happening.
It is already happening.
It happened. Austin Powers predicted it, and Bezos made it happen.
Yes!
Matthew, what do you got for me?
All right. I've thought long and hard about this. I'm going to go to whatever planet Elon Musk doesn't go to. All right. I'll just sit here on Earth. I'll bide my time. And then I'll be like, hey, Elon. Because by that time, we're going to be on a first name basis, because I'm going to have all that Kia Sorento money. I'm going to be a billionaire by then. And I'm like, oh, you're on SNL again? Well, what planet are you thinking about being on when you do that? Because I want to go literally anywhere else. I'll actually fly straight into the actual sun if that stops him from being on Joe Rogan again. That's my answer.
That's solid. Also, may I say that if Kia Sorento doesn't sponsor this show by the end, We've really, really messed something up, guys. Like, we've really done an injustice. I like that answer. Mia, what do you got?
I'm so ready for mine. Okay. Before we even get started, I must continue with the penis-shaped rocket ship because it's meant to impregnate worlds with people. Okay?
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. You just
put me inside Bezos's mind and I feel disgusting.
I'm sorry, but also you're welcome.
You're getting dock points for that.
Oh, no.
No, continue your answer.
See if you can dig yourself out of this.
Oh, and I will. I cannot afford to think about being on another planet because, first off, we are not going to achieve space travel for a long time still. And I will tell you why. We can't even use the bathroom properly. We can't even use them. Do you think people are? No, in a spaceship. Do you think regular people are going to be? Here on Earth.
I thought that was a really funny segue to like a Seinfeld-esque joke about like, what's the deal with all these guys not being able to use the bathroom properly? Am I right?
Oh, that's funny. But no, I cannot imagine that regular everyday people are going to want to travel in a spaceship if they're not going to be able to use the restroom the way that they're used to. And no amount of prep work before getting into a spaceship that doesn't have regular bathroom usage is going to be able to change their mind. Right now, this is still something that astronauts struggle with on spaceships now. So it's going to take a long time before regular people are able to get on spaceships to do the thing.
Okay. All right.
So meaning I want to stay on Earth until we are able to use the bathroom properly on a spaceship.
All right.
Fair. Your point.
Cool. I came with real science and facts.
I find it very interesting that is the hill you wish to die on. I will say that I am ready to award points. All of these answers were fascinating.
There's something.
So I think at the end... Okay, hold on. Here we go. All right. So at the final question here, I'm going to award Mia 3 points. I'm going to give you 3 points because, like, I understand your answer.
Sure.
I don't know that your logic holds weight because I'm pretty sure that, like, they're going to be able to figure out relatively soon how to properly use the bathroom if they haven't already. I'm going to be honest.
I haven't.
In a while. So I don't know. But I'm pretty sure, like, Elon or Bezos or that Virgin Airlines guy, or Branson, they're gonna figure out a fake gravity at some point. I'm sure that's next on their list because they don't want to be inconvenienced either. You know what I mean? They're billionaires. So I'm gonna give you 3 points because I find the answer interesting, but I don't know how valid I consider it. Matthew. I don't know. Against my better judgment, I'm going to give you 5 points for your answer. I'm giving you 5 points because, A, I really like the fact that, and I'm hoping it continues, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, that Kia Sorrentos work their way into every answer of yours.
Yes.
From here forward. Also, I just love someone who's fine with being on a kamikaze mission. The moment you were like, I don't care, I'll fly anywhere, put me in the sun, I'm like, yeah, I like this guy. I don't know what's happening here, but I'm into it. So 5 points. Mr. Z, I also gave you 5 points because once again, I thought you were on point with your assumptions. I also really like the idea of just like a really long line to get on spaceships as if they were a ride. And I also really like the idea of like Disney or someone owning them in the future and having a fast pass to get on to the space shuttle as impending doom happens. I really like that.
Not implausible, honestly.
I really like that. And then Courtney, I gave you 4 points. Nice. Because I liked your answer. And I really want to blast your bullies into space.
I would love that. So I have them in. I have them in childhood and adulthood. So I'll give you a list.
Let's do it. Hashtag blast Courtney's bullies into space.
Writing it down.
The tally at the end of round one brings us to Courtney with 9 points, Mr. Z also with 9 points, Matthew with 10 points, and Mia with 7 points.
No!
That means, unfortunately, Mia, you are the first loser. Everybody say bye to Mia.
Bye, Mia. Bye.
No.
All right. The rest of you. Why are you? You're like,
not that I don't like the rest of you, but I love Mia.
You're like, no, I want her to win.
I would kill for Mia. I'll be honest. She's great.
Bully Blasters Kia Sorento.
I love really it. Like yes.
All right, guys. Well, that means you have all made it successfully to round two. Ooh. Round two. This is the round that comes after the very first round. It's also known as number two.
Nice. Boop. Succinct.
All right. Beep. There we go. Thank you very much. I've practiced that a lot in my room by myself. Round two. It's question one. Retro is all the rage, guys. The 80s and 90s are especially hot right now, and everyone has that one thing that they swear was better back in the day. But if you could pick one thing, whether it's a gadget, a TV series, a band, a trend, or even an event to bring back and make relevant again, what would it be and why? Why? And I'm going to go with Mr. Kia Sorento himself. Matthew, what do you got for me?
All right. First of all, I'm not gonna mention Kia Sorentos this time because they didn't have them.
Shit.
They didn't have them.
True.
Now, I'm not gonna be in the IMDb goof section because I pulled an anachronism in the middle of this show. That's the kind of integrity I'm bringing to this show. First of all, second of all, I'm bringing back the keytar, and I'll explain why. But if you don't already understand why, then I'm not sure we're ever gonna be friends. I just don't think. I mean, for the rest of you. I mean, you've got your whole rhythm section right in like one thing. You got your lead riffs. You got your rhythm section. It's all right in the palms of your hand. I mean, that's one instrument. It can literally do anything. And then you've got the fashion that goes along with keytar culture. I can start wearing my ties again. I mean, I can start but the shoes that I have, everything. Genuinely, all of my fashion was centered around the keytar. And then 1987 came around and they were like, nope, we're done. And I had to put it all in the closet. I want to bring it all back out.
It's fair. Because at the very least, it's very difficult to move every time. It's just a lot of boxes that you have to keep.
Absolutely.
So that's fair. I totally understand. Courtney, what are your thoughts on the situation?
Oh, man. This is like maybe more recent because it just recently ended, but it was very big in the 90s. And a lot of my youth was shaped by this. But Warped Tour. I would bring back Warped Tour. Oh my God. I've had so many amazing memories from getting Contact High to seeing Katy Perry before she was famous, getting to see Yellow Card, Of Mice and Men, Blink-182, and Paramore all in one place. Oh my God. It was the best. And it was so good for fostering new musicians who, like, the big break was Warped Tour. They would play a 25-minute set at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, but it was the biggest deal. And watching the documentary about Warped Tour really made me appreciate it more. And I went every summer that I could. I was raised in a religious household, so there always had to be a Christian band on the lineup for me to be able to go. So if Reliant K or Switchfoot played, I was able to go. But of course, I remember the last year I got to go was, I think, one of the last years that they had it. I was already well into my 20s, but it was still wonderful. It was Yellow Card, Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish. Blanking on everyone else. But it was a fantastic fucking lineup. And they had, I mean, it was just, and as the more this time went on, they were able to get more, like, they had, like, cool off areas and places to to charge your phones and like places for parents to hang out. So like it was a really wonderful environment. I genuinely miss it. I would still go. I mean, I would be that like sad adult that would still go to Warped Tour and like, you know, not have any kids, but just be there for just because so many great bands would always play. Oh, A Day to Remember. I got to see them there anyway. So like so many wonderful bands before they like really, really hit it big, or maybe even after they hit it big, that were still like, man, I owe it all to Vans Warped Tour. And I would bring that back in a heartbeat if I had any control over it. And I would also like put my name on it, maybe Courtney's Vans Warped Tour. I don't know. And like, I would love to, you don't see festival traveling music festivals like that as much anymore. And I think
especially really, since 2020,
I know. And it's just
see stuff like that anymore.
I know. And it was just like, yeah, I have so many good memories of going to Warped Tour and just like getting like, you know, sun poisoning and everything, but it being so worth it. So I would bring that back 100%.
I'm into that. I think that is a well thought out and caring answer. Mr. Z, what would you like to bring back?
All of it. You know, first of all, I got to say, how hard it is for me to hear the 80s and 90s being referred to as retro. That makes me feel, I'm like, to retro to me is like, oh, 60s, 70s, that's retro, right? Because I really came of age in the 80s. You know, I'm inclined to lean towards recreational cocaine on this one.
Hell
in
yeah.
In the 80s, it was everywhere. Everyone had access. You'd go in any bathroom anywhere, and there was just a line already there on the toilet waiting for you. It was a great time, the 80s, and then the war on drugs really kind of came down and kind of put the head on that. But anyway, but I'm going to go back to good, wholesome family television. I want to bring back good, wholesome family television, and I'm going to bring up one particular show, Family Ties, which a lot of people don't even remember that show, but that show, if we brought that back in its original form and made it present today, maybe people would learn to get nice to each other. You know, in that household, you had extremely conservative views, you had extremely liberal views, you had people totally different ends of the spectrum coexisting under one roof, and they never caused a riot. They never pointed fingers at each other. They didn't call each other names. They worked through it and they talked it out, man, and figured out how, where their common ground was. So real, real solid answers. Okay, see, I got the control hand going. But the Family Ties aspect, I loved that show. I look at TV today and everything that is billed as a family television sitcom, I just kind of, it doesn't do it for me like they did in the old days. There was real messaging. There was real morals. And at the end of every episode, there was really something that you learned. And honestly, if I was being raised by a television, which I was in the 80s, I wanted that family. I wanted the Keaton family to be my extended family. So that was important to me. So I would bring that back. I'd bring back Family Ties. Although recreational cocaine isn't a really strong second.
Very close second. I like all of these answers. I think they are all solid. I'm ready to award points. First off, we'll start with Mr. Z. Mr. Z, I'm going to give you 5 points. While Dames was correct, that was a very gubernatorial answer. I will say that it's accurate. Like, that logic tracks with me. I totally understand. I think it is something that the country could definitely use at this time. Would just be like, all conversations are being had simultaneously within a family, which is really an interesting dynamic and something that is literally playing out across the country as we speak. And I think it shows a way that a family can still love each other and have differing opinions and ideas and try to, you know, kind of coalesce on that. Plus, it launched Michael J. Fox's career. So I am always in for more Michael J. Fox at any given opportunity and recreational cocaine. So I like both of those two answers very much. So I gave you 5 points. Matthew, so far you've been the real pack leader here. 5 points on both questions, round one. I'm going to give you 3 points on this question this time. And the reason is because I fucking hate guitars, man.
I am very sorry,
but oh, man. I think that they had their place in the sun and they belong in the literal sun.
Oh, shit.
That being said, you got 3 points because I liked your conviction and I like the visual of you packing boxes full of guitar accessories and ties and moving them with you from house to house as you go in hopes that one day it will make a comeback. Courtney, I'm going to give you 4 points for this answer because strong answer. I also was a fan of the Warped Tour and would like to see all those bands together living someplace other than my Spotify playlists. I will say that that is the kind of thing that doesn't exist anymore, right? Like everybody needs like a nice butt rock concert. Growing up in Nashville, Tennessee, outside of the Warped Tour, we had the local version, which was called a Buzz Fest, which was put on by the radio station 102.9 The Buzz, the only place that played all rock all the time. Those were great childhood memories. So the fact that you made me reminisce on my own childhood gets you those points as well. I respect you and your musical tastes. So that brings us to question number 2 of round 2. You guys ready? It doesn't matter. It's happening. Alert, alert. This is not a drill. Speaking of live events, they are happening again. Guys, concerts, movies, conventions, festivals, they're all coming back. Unless the Delta variant gets its way. Well, given that it doesn't, what is a live event that you're excited to get back to, and why should I care? Let's go with Matthew. Opportunity to redeem yourself, sir. What live event do you want to get back to?
I'm excited to start going back to the biblical apocalypse that is raging on all around us outside. I've been watching this thing on Facebook Live all through this pandemic, just scrolling through it and listening to Vietnam era music, living my own Stanley Kubrick film. And what I really want to do is just get back into the mix, all the political turmoil, the strife, all that stuff. That's an outdoor sport. You can't be doing that stuff and social distance at the same time. You can't social distance your way through the apocalypse. If I ever run for governor, that's going to be my platform.
It's amazing.
The apocalypse? Amazing.
That you can't social distance through the apocalypse. Oh, we're already in the apocalypse.
You're like, my platform is I will bring on the apocalypse.
Actually, that's not the worst of platform that I've heard of lately either, because at least also it's true. Honest. It's honest.
To be fair, there are multiple political candidates already vying for that.
They're trying to do it, but they're not coming out and saying it. And not only will I say it in
fucking
my
pussies.
For political office, I'll stand behind it. And I say that we're going to do it outside, holding hands together. Let's watch it all burn all together. Not apart.
I love it. Courtney, what are your thoughts?
All right. Well, part of this, I mean, this is going to be kind of selfish. I have a kind of a 2-part answer.
Okay.
One is when I'm not doing Project Nerd stuff and podcast stuff, I do stand up comedy. And so I am so thankful that we're doing live shows again. And it was just such a long year. And I was incredibly depressed not getting to do the one thing that I love, keeping otherwise like kind of like entry level job just so I can do comedy. And then that be the only thing I do for 18 months was horrible. Like, I mean, I have no issue saying that. So I am so glad that I get to do stand up again and like get to travel and get back on the road again. And I'm excited. Hopefully that we'll be able to keep doing that more and I'll be able to keep like advancing in, you know, in like different like scenes and whatnot. So for me, it's really just in order for me not to be borderline suicidal, I kind of need this. And that's really depressing for me to say that, that I'm like, I need this. So like, I am so thankful that the live stand up and live comedy shows are back. Also, I guess going back to concerts, like I am so pumped because next weekend I am seeing Wilco and Sleater-Kinney with Murder, She Joked member Dana. We're going to go together. We have a whole night made of it. And then in October, I'm seeing my favorite musician of all time, St. Vincent. And I'm just so excited because I'm trying to take every opportunity I can to see live shows like music or whatever, because I have 2 regrets two artists that I wish I would have seen when I had the chance to, and that's Arctic Monkeys and Anderson .Paak. And I am so mad that I did not see them when I had the chance to. I mean, it was literally like me just like showing up to the venue and getting to go see them. And I just didn't do it. Cause I'm like, it was like 2018, 2019. I'm like, whatever. I'll see them on
Consoles
the next
will
run.
Be around forever.
I know. And it's just like, it's probably what everyone said about Nirvana when they're like, I'll catch them on the next run. You know what I mean? Like that, you sure. Don't get that. And so like, I am still kicking myself for missing both of those concerts. So I'm trying to make up for that by seeing everything I possibly can. And just, and also, this is maybe, I have a third one. I'm sorry. My third one is going to movies. I have missed going to the theater. Q, I know we've talked about some of the movies I've been going and seeing lately, like just going to the local theater, like the local indie theater, you know, paying, you know, seeing a movie
Courtney,
like a little tiny room.
We talk outside of the show. Otherwise they're going to think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. I'm just kidding. It is probably totally nepotism if you win. So yeah. You're not wrong.
That's fine. I mean, given the fact that I now have your old podcast, like that's fair.
That's true.
These are all facts, guys. I'm letting it all hang out. I'm an honest person. I do an honest day's work sometimes, but I try to be as honest as possible. I don't care whose feelings I hurt. I will be honest with you.
Sounds like you and Matthew are actually on the same brainwave.
I think we kind of are, actually. I don't give a fuck who I hurt in the process. Like, if you need to know that you're an asshole, I'll let you know you're an asshole. And if I make you... Look, okay, just a sidebar. I've had a bunch of comedy shows this past week, and within less than 5 days, I've made a grown man cry during the middle of a show. And then I also made another homophobic man question his sexuality. So look, I don't give a fuck. And this is just me by calling out the obvious. And for some reason, I've upset these people. I really don't care. You know what? You maybe need to get into therapy. That's a sidebar. But yeah, movies definitely has been wonderful. I'm seeing Suicide Squad on Friday. I'm seeing Anthony Bourdain's documentary tomorrow night. I'm seeing Annette on Sunday. I'm so fucking excited. And just like, just the community of going to movies and being around people who love movies, I've really missed that. And just being able to react like together and just having that moment, like, I don't know. I've just definitely missed that. So those are the things, three things that I have missed. Man. I need to quit doing that white power signing. Three things. I'm sorry.
Jeez, show canceled, Courtney.
I know. I love that I'm like somehow the most racist and also the one that's going to get everyone canceled.
It's true.
I mean,
it is an interesting dichotomy.
My parents are white and from the Midwest. So like, there you go. The apple falls only so far from the tree. Anyway, that's my answer.
I like it. I'm into it. I was saying that's actually what you were trying to show. It wasn't three. It was Midwest. You were like, mid. Yep. There you go.
So yeah.
Midwest represent.
Represent. Ohio.
Mr. Z, hey, what fine. Do you that's got fine. For that's us?
Fine. You know, these have been wonderful answers. You know, I'm excited about all these things, getting back to concerts and movies. And to be honest with you, I don't miss them as much as a lot of people do. You know, this whole pandemic thing. I'm like nature, man. I just find a way. I've been out. I've been going out. I really, you know, I didn't really abide by the lockdown. You know, I would find a place that was open and I would go there, those kind of things. And that's exciting to get back to the movie theaters and those kind of things. But I think we really need to get back to some priorities. I'm excited most about the return of a raid to Area 51. I feel like a raid to Area 51 could really be coordinated at this stage. Once we get this through this pandemic, we all have access to masks now, so we can just throw those on our faces so they couldn't recognize us. They can't get us there. I think the world and America deserves to know what's going on in that secret military base. And I feel like that is what I'm most excited about is the 2022 raid on Area 51, which may or may not be a thing just yet. But somebody's going to make that happen now that I've put that wheel in motion. You know, and if I got to take lead, I'll take lead. I don't know. You know, we'll see where this Delta 8 variant takes. I mean, Delta variant takes us. We'll see where that takes us. But again, I think a lot of it is really just going on to keep us distracted from what's going on in Area 51. They want to keep us away from that. So I'd like to get back to the priority of getting some answers that Americans truly deserve.
It's all been a big distraction, a big ruse.
Yeah.
I like that. I support it. And I am ready to give out points, guys.
Ah, shit.
This is it. At the end of round two, here's how the points are going to land. Matthew, you dipped off on question number one. You got a three. But you redeemed yourself, and you're getting 5 points for this answer because I love the idea that as a political like stand, you say, I'm going to bring about the apocalypse and I'm just going to be honest about it. All right. Can't we do it together? Let's all just join together and destroy the world. Like at least you're really owning it. And I respect that. There's something to be said about that level of transparency. So I liked that answer. Once again, I said, I'm really into your kamikaze streak. And once again, you're just like, it's the whole world. We're just going to destroy it. And I can't wait for that. It's going to be wild. And I agree with you. It is going to be wild. Courtney, I'm going to give you 4 points because I really like your answer. And I was also super impressed that somehow you were able to use your answer to promote Courtney Warner, comedian, for about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Which was really cool and low key slick. So I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And that's my specialty. Hey, gotta hustle.
Hey, a pro knows a pro. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Oh, yeah. Real recognize game. Game recognize game. So I get it. I get it.
I'm only getting 4 points across the board. Oh, I'm sorry. I interrupted you. I don't mean to.
Just for this question.
Okay.
Now it's 3 points. No, I'm just kidding. It's 4 points.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay.
Mr. Z.
Oh.
I'm going to award you 2 points for your answer. Because if there's one thing I hate as much as keytars, it is those dummies going for the area 51 whatever they were doing. So that's just bad luck. You didn't know that about me.
I didn't know that.
And that's okay. That's fair. That's fair. But it still is going to force you to lose this round. So unfortunately, bringing us to our full tally at the end of round two, we've got Matthew with 16 points, Courtney with 17 points, Mr. Z with 15 points. It's so close. It's such a tight race. But we have to say goodbye to Mr. Z. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Z. You're great. Bye. I will go to Area 51 with you. I have no problem with that. All Notaro.
Get him out of here. I'm not going to have you working together with the losers.
All
Notaro
run
game.
Towards Area 51.
Now, you guys know, you two are entering the last round. The last round. It's an actual round and is also technically three. All right. Perfect. Welcome to the last round and the final question. That means the answer to this one is a winner takes all, man. So really just think about your answers, okay? No pressure, but if you get it wrong, you lose, like flat out lose. Thought making it to the finale was enough, didn't you? Right? Boy, were you wrong. To pass this challenge, I feel like Gandalf or something. To pass this challenge and be awarded tonight's coveted the last word, you have to debase yourself publicly. That's right. Okay. And for a couple of comedians, this should be pretty easy.
That I do that every night.
Regale me and our millions of viewers, and it is millions, with your most embarrassing story. Winner takes all. And remember, the internet is forever. I'm going to go with boom, 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 Courtney on this one. Courtney, you get to go first.
Okay, and it's a story just in general or just a story?
Yeah, whatever your most embarrassing story or situation about yourself. It has to be about you. It can't be like somebody else's story.
Let me just out everybody that I know.
you're like, boy, do I have something to tell you about my friend Dana. This is going to blow your mind.
Let me just tell you, Dana falls asleep all the time, even when people are at her house. That is true. I do have a funny story about her with the babysitter I set her up with, but that's for another time. I don't know if it's the most embarrassing, but it definitely shaped who I am as Q was probed in the rear, sensitive subject. I just I love it.
That's why people think that I hate the Area 51 raid. That's not it.
There is a BuzzFeed Unsolved episode I need to send you about three encounters with extraterrestrials. One of them does kind of involve that. Anyway, so I was probably like 7 or 8 years old, and my innate fear as a child was clowns. Like, I was terrified of them, which I think is a common fear. However, in my household with my family, it was not acceptable to be afraid of clowns, because my mom, as her choice of decor for the home, was hobo clowns. That was covered with figurines.
Is that an aesthetic?
It is, apparently. Our whole house was covered in fucking clowns and patchwork suits. And so my parents, above their master bed, and an 8-foot painting done by some famous artist who painted exclusively hobo clowns. So she had that. She had figurines. She had throw pillows, fucking head to toe of clowns. She stored some of her figurines in my bedroom, and I was terrified every night. So it was a weird dichotomy of well, this is my phobia, but my mom doesn't give a fuck, so we're gonna just she's like, I'd rather decorate the home the way that I want. Fuck Victorian, fuck chickens, I don't care. So that's kind of her deal, is clowns. And to this day, our house is like a clown shrine. It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. Even as an adult woman, I fucking hate it. So there is that. And then I remember she was just so over me being afraid of clowns that one night we were out to dinner at Bob Evans. I was thoroughly enjoying my biscuits and gravy and just having a great time coloring on the little kids menu. And then all of a sudden, I guess the circus was in town or something, just a gaggle of clowns walks in and sits down, full clown makeup, whatever. And I just freeze. I'm not trying to make a big deal of it, because even as a kid, I'm like, don't make a big deal of it. Your mom's going to embarrass you.
Play it cool.
Play it cool. They won't notice you. If you play dead, they won't get you. And that was my strategy. I always just play dead all the time. Now I realize now in therapy, that's my attachment style. It's because of these fucking clowns. And so literal clowns. And so my mom notices that I stiffen up. Then she notices that they're seated two tables away from us. And she's just like, enough of this bullshit. So she grabs my arm. I still have a biscuit in my hand. I remember this vividly. And she drags me across the restaurant to their table. And my mom has no, if you think I'm outgoing, you got to meet my mom and my brother, because they just have no qualms about talking to anybody, inserting themselves wherever. So my mom, while the clowns are on their dinner break eating, she's like, literally, they're on the break from the circus or whatever the fuck. And they're just trying to enjoy a peaceful meal at Bob Evans. And it, and so
your mom is like, this is a perfect time for immersion therapy.
Yes. And so if she believed in therapy, that would be exactly it. So she drags, gripping my arm, and she goes up to them. She goes, hello, my daughter is terrified of you. Can you please talk to her? And so I'm just standing there shaking, and she's like, come on, get behind, just talk to them. And all I remember from them saying, we talked for 2 minutes. I literally thought I was going to shit myself. And again, I was 7, 8 years old. And all I remember from the clowns is that they were pretty annoyed by that. This fucking kid is just I'm scared of you. It's that's their job. I get it. If someone interrupted me at my job on my lunch break, I'd be so pissed. I get it. I get the hustle. And so all I remember of them saying to me was, we got to eat too, you know, kid.
And it's going to be you if you don't get away from our table.
Yes. Yes. It was so traumatizing. And then my mom finally walked us back to our table, and she's like, that wasn't so bad, was it? And then I clearly have been scarred by it for so long. But it is interesting, because she still has her home decorated in hobo clowns. I still want my mom to love me and to approve of what I do. So for the past 4 years, I've worked as a stand-up comedian, aka a hobo clown.
Perfect. That's what. Oh, well done. I like.
I just unrepressed that memory in the past couple of weeks, so thank you.
That was beautiful, and you brought it all back around. I love it.
I got it from pornywater.com. Check out Courtney's. Right.
Everybody check that out. Courtney's all over the place. All right, Matthew, What do you have to compete with Hobo Clown Fear?
Well, I think that
Hobo Clown Interaction by your mother.
My story, I think, is so dangerous that they shut the internet off because I lost internet connectivity from wanting to tell this story. But I actually, I broke my grandmother's heart and RV in the same night. So this was the same RV that we used to take family vacations in. I'd smell my brother's farts all the way to Disneyland in this thing. This was a classic RV, you know. She let me borrow that for a Du Bois street dance. If anybody's ever been to a Du Bois Nebraska street dance, Du Bois has two things. They have hate crimes and they have the Du Bois street dance. So I was raring to go. I was only 20 years old at the time, and I had a friend procure me a keg, and I was gonna take this keg to the Du Bois street dance, and so I loaded it up full of ice in the shower of this RV, and then we went on our merry way, and we passed through Auburn, Nebraska. If you've never been to Auburn, Nebraska, they have the same amount of hate crimes, just no street dance that I'm aware of. So we stop at the gas station. And So we stop at the gas station, and I'm looking to fuel up, but there's a long line, and so to try and get around so I could swing around and come back in to the gas pumps, I drive through the car wash. My friend Roger, I didn't mean to say his name on the thing, but
yeah.
We'll pretend his name isn't Roger. It's Roger. It's completely Roger. But Roger's telling me, he's like, the ceiling of the RV is starting to ripple. I didn't know what was happening. So I looked back and realized that the air conditioning unit of the RV was being slowly ripped from the top of my grandmother's RV, leaving a giant hole in it. And so I jumped out in the car wash. I grabbed this air conditioning unit and shoved it back into the RV. And then we were going to do the right thing. And we were going to go in and tell the gas station attendant that we had basically destroyed their car wash, which I hope the statute of limitations is up on this. So this was like 2000. I think I'm okay. We stood in line. There was a long line in our defense. So Roger and I look at each other in this long line of people. And through our eyes, we both communicated that I think we should go now. We're going to be okay. So we just left. The only person who saw it all transpire and just stared at us in disbelief the entire time we drove away with the hole in the top of our RV was the guy that was selling sweet corn out of the back of his truck on the corner of that gas station. He probably still knows our secret to this day, along with your entire listening audience at this point. But then when we got millions of people have now heard how crappy of a person I am. And so when I got this RV down to Du Bois, I didn't know what to do. And the ice had melted in the shower of the RV. And now we had a warm keg full of Busch Light. And me, with all the sadness of having broken my grandmother's RV and likely her heart in the same night. So I start drinking big old mugs of lukewarm Busch Light by that point. And delicious. And you could also just the night air of Du Bois and the miasma of the, you know, all of the drunken meth addicts as they were stumbling around outside of our RV, wondering why it had a big hole in the top of it. And then I just puked all over it, just all over the RV, just puked everywhere. And I had to drive home the next morning, of course, with my hair matted to the side of my head. You see, you can't take a shower when there's a Busch Light keg right in the shower. And just desperately hoping I could find a clean t-shirt at a Casey's gas station or something, but they don't sell t-shirts. And so I drove it all the way to my grandma's house. And then grandma cleaned up that RV full of puke. And not only that, she had it replaced under insurance. I didn't get in trouble, but I go through the rest of my life having to somehow undo the karma of everything that I did in my 20s, really. Just this is just one incident among those things. But I'll make it right one day. I still don't think I have yet. And I don't have RV money yet. I don't even have Kia Sorento money yet. You guys have been awesome.
Boom!
Yeah.
There it back home. Is. There it is. There it is. Guys, both of these were absolutely fantastic. I have awarded points based off of the stories. But I don't know that those really matter, to be honest, because one of you hasn't had the chance to promote themselves tonight on this episode, and one of you has been doing it for the last two rounds.
Isn't that why I'm here? Isn't that literally why you brought me on? I am the new host of High Five the Podcast. I am a founding member of Murder, She Joked, CourtneyWarner.com for all my show dates. What the fuck did you bring me on here for? Literally. I was eating cottage cheese in my pajamas, and I'm like, I gotta go promote my shit. I'm new to this. What the fuck, you? I had a damn good story. I shared my childhood with you. Are you fucking kidding me? God damn it.
Everybody say goodbye to Corey.
Fuck you.
Matthew, you are tonight's winner of the last word, and that means you get 60 seconds of unfettered, uninterrupted time to do whatever you want. So it's coming up here in just a second, and it's going to be just you. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Breath. You all right? Here we go. It's the last word with Matthew. He's the guy this time.
All right, everybody, since I didn't plug my comedian page incessantly through the entire show, you can check me out on Facebook at Matthew Blevins Comedian. One of the dates I would like to plug is with Comedy Carousel. I'm going to be out in Colorado Springs on Friday, August 27th. I say that because I know that there's going to be Comic-Con in Colorado Springs that very same week, and I would love for each and every one of you nerds with, you know, all of your nerd friends to come out and support us at Private Label Distillery LLC. You can go to hahalaughs.com/tickets to buy your tickets for that show. Otherwise, you can follow me at Blevins Matthew on Facebook. Again, check Blevins Matthew on Instagram. I already said my Facebook page. That's Matthew Blevins Comedian on Facebook. So look me up. You know, don't tell my grandma that you saw me here tonight.
That was pretty great. Congratulations, everybody. Check out Matthew. I'm going to bring back our contestants here. Courtney.
I'm still so pissed. Why did I put a shirt on?
I don't know. Nobody said that you had to for this show. That's not
That's
in the
fair.
Room.
I don't want to get arrested for child pornography because I don't have
That's awesome.
I think we could get flagged for child pornography.
For being a great sport, I'm going to bring you back. I'm going to bring Mr. Z back. I'm going to bring Mia back. Everybody gets the opportunity to promote where they can be found. Mr. Z, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me all over that Facebook. I'm all over the internet. I'm everywhere. At Mr. Z Comedy. That's my comedy page. You can find me at Zimmerman for Gov. That's my Facebook governor campaign page. Or you can find me at VoteZimmerman.com. Great.
That explains so much. That's
enough. Yeah. So much.
Courtney, promote yourself. You got 10 seconds.
All right. You can find me on Project Nerd on their podcast channel. I am a member of Murder, She Joked, which is an untrue crime podcast, comedy podcast. I am also the new host of High Five the Podcast, one of the new hosts. Also, check me out on Instagram at CourtneyWarner13 for all of my show dates. I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm so excited. Come see me if you're there. And I'm
all right. And Mia, where can people? I'm sorry. I love you so much, Courtney.
I love you too.
Hanging fruit. Mia, where can people find you?
They can find me on theeverymodel.com. You can find my Instagram there, my Patreon there. You can get to Project Nerd from there. You can find High Five the Podcast as well, as I am also a host. And I also have classes going on.
Go check it out. Everybody, thank our contestants for being here tonight. Thank you guys so much. I sincerely appreciate it. You're all fantastic. Everyone watching, please go check them out. And remember to come see us again right here on The Last Word in 2 weeks. We have our brand new host, Andrew, who's going to be taking my place for a little while. So he'll pop in. He'll have some fun with you guys. We'll see you back in a couple weeks. Everybody say bye.
Bye.